Well, certainly I think that Galway United women are going to face their biggest test of the Airtricity Women's National League season this weekend. And tomorrow evening they travel to Dublin to play at Piemont United. Of course, the Dublin side are the defending champions. Maybe haven't made the best of starts to this season's campaign. Well, of course, Galway have 4 wins from 4 starts as they sit well clear at the top of the table. But still, with from an international point of view, Piemont have got quality players, both at senior and under 19 level. And of course, Galway's own Sive Doyle is also a member of their squad. For, of course, Galway United, well, they've been defending solidly. They've also been scoring goals, and hopefully they can maintain that process tomorrow evening. 5 o'clock in Dublin, big game for Galway United women. Switching to the local soccer scene and the Western Highlands Vice Premier, well, it's all about relegation this weekend. None of the top teams are in action. Out in Comestown tomorrow at, it's in Loughrea. Comestown play Loughrea, and Comestown need to win all their 3 remaining games to preserve their Premier status. Loughrea need a 1 win to secure theirs. A win for Loughrea, of course, would guarantee St Bernard's going down, but it's a big game for both teams. Renmore are also just above the relegation area. But they certainly are away to, they're at home again to Murphy United on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Point for them would certainly help them in their bid to avoid relegation. But they certainly look a lot safer than any of the bottom two. The remaining game sees Mary Ordinmore host Hibernians. In the Championship, well, champions elect, shall we say, University of Galway are not in action. But, well, who's going to join them next season in the Premier League remains to be seen. Moyne Villa were surprisingly beaten 2-1 at home by Mary Ordinmore during the week. That means that they remain a point behind West United, with both sides having 3 games left to play. Over the weekend, it's a little bit about relegation here. Dynamo Blues are second from bottom, and they're playing Murphy United B. That's on Sunday morning. That's in Fahey's Field. Big game for Blues as they try to avoid the drop. The other games, see Tuam Celtic play Mary Ordinmore B, while Carb Celtic play Corrifin United. Switching to Division 1, well, of course, the top two are long settled with the Crothwell champions, McDarrah promoted, and Merlin Woods, well, where they were the bottom side, unfortunately, from their point of view, for a long time. But who was going to go down with them? Well, it could have been Craigmore Clare Galway. It could have been St. Patrick's. Could have been Galway Bohemians, but it's none of those, because all those three teams picked up enough points during the closing weeks of the season to escape relegation. And the outcome is that following St. Pat's 4-3 away win over Craigmore Clare Galway in midweek, East Galway United are relegated. Joe Monaghan scored twice, Conor Jackson and Mason Glynn were on the mark for the Carlow Strand side as they defeated Craigmore Clare Galway by 4-3 the other night. There are a couple of games over the weekend. St. Pat's are again in action against Cosharigan, Uchtarard against Merlin Woods, but that's just to finish off the season. Michael Byrne Cup, a couple of games took place in midweek, aided by Matthew Barrett hat-trick. Salted Devon were comfortable 5-0 winners over Calga, while Athenry had a very punishing and difficult and got a late winner from Gavin Gilmore as they defeated Renmore by 2-1. Sean O'Callaghan put the visitors in front, but Conor Henry level matters. I think Renmore had plenty of opportunities in that game, but couldn't just see it through. But both of those teams, Salted Devon and Athenry, are through to the semi-finals. And the Joe Ryan Cup, one game was played last night. That's the University of Galway defeated Murphy United B by 3-2. Quillen O'Dea, Shea O'Connor and Owen Fahey were all in the mark for the college side. Adam Healy scored both for Murphy United B. Now, there is one other game in that Joe Ryan Cup tomorrow afternoon. That's at 2 o'clock in the Swamp. Bit of a city tie where West United play Bohemians. Of course, also over the weekend, various Galway United Academy sides, both the men's and women's, are in action.